Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Throughout today's presentation, we will have question and answer session. At those times, to ask a question, you may press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will turn the caller to Mr. George Hunter. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, operator, and thank you everyone for joining this afternoon to learn about the Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager. This solution has underwent a few changes over the last year that have made a significant impact in the availability of it to different markets than what it has traditionally been positioned for. The cost of the solution from a total cost of ownership has been dropping as the development team has worked very hard to make this solution available to a wider audience. And with today, we're announcing that the Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager is also going to provide Linux support. So a customer no longer has to rely on AIX or the Sun operating system. They are now available to Linux users that want to lower their total cost of ownership by utilizing this. We've already had some significant wins just because of this. So this is truly exciting news. And this Tivoli talk is going to go through the particulars of that and the new positioning of this solution. So just some logistics on the call today. You know, if you do not, if you don't have the conference call number, you're not dialed in. So the conference call number is located there if you need to same time some friends and tell them to come on to the call. But it's located there, myself, and on to page onto page three, kind of going through the agenda. We're going to talk specifically about event and network management positioning. You know, it may not be exactly what you originally thought it was. As we've progressed in our roles as enterprise Tivoli sales rep, we've had to take on, you know, the challenge of learning new areas and how to position things, and we've all discovered new ways to position different products, and I believe that this is going to be a discovery opportunity for you as well, as it has been myself over the last 5 years. We're going to talk about specifically some success stories so you can see where this has been successful and try to think of some ideas for yourself on how it could be successful. We're going to look at it from the point of view of an operator and talk about the problems that this solution is going to solve for them. In the eyes of a customer, what does this solution mean for them on day-to-day getting their job done and providing value to the business? We're going to look at the market opportunity. This is a real thing. This is something customers are looking for solutions for, and we have a market-leading opportunity here. We're going to talk about a little bit about the product history and where it's come from. What IBM Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager is specifically, what this release is specifically, what is the opportunity because of this release, and then finding information both as a business partner and internal to IBM, and then where to get assistance. The whole process of finding information and where to get assistance has been escalated recently with the addition of Pete Grulich to the TNPM product management team. Pete is on the call today and is going to speak extensively about the positioning of the solution. Troy Bennett is the product manager of the solution and has worked tirelessly to get this ready for the enterprise market and as well maintain the status as a telco best-of-breed solution. And then myself, George Hunter with the Tivoli Worldwide Sales Enablement Team. So if you have any questions, we're going to stop often throughout the presentation to help answer any questions that you might have. Hold those to the breaks, and we'll make sure that we get them answered. And please ask any question because this is new to a lot of enterprise sales reps out there. There's no question that's not a good question. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Pete Grulich, and he's going to move on to slide number five. Go ahead, Pete.
Thanks, George. This is Pete Grulich, and it's great to be over here on a great team. On chart five, this may be a different chart and a different way of looking at the products than you've seen in the past, And the idea I really want to get across is that we do have a solution here, and we have a complete portfolio. We have learned on the ITM, ITCAM side of the house that when you walk in to talk to a customer about ITM and monitoring their operating systems, that you scale up the solution, you scale out the solution by talking about, you know, their Microsoft environments, their database environments. You push the conversation to the limits so that as a sales rep, you can increase the size of the deal and show added value to the customer. And there is a significant opportunity here to do that. When you're out talking about Omnibus or the Omnibus bundle with Network Manager, it's very easy to move into a secondary discussion with the customer and say, well, what are you doing to configure those network devices? How are you handling change in configuration? How are you doing backup and restore on those network devices that you have? And how can you be ensured that your policy management is being adhered to and that you can pass audits? And then you can move on to the product we're going to talk about today, Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager. And if you sold ITM and you sold ITCAM or Omegamon in the past, think about this as the equivalent for networks. It's the ability to monitor, alert, and do performance analysis to help the customer move towards incident avoidance. Because really the goal here is not to find out I have a server down, but to get in front of that server or the router or switch going down, but to get in front of that, use streaming analytics to determine that I've got something going on in, right now in the next 15 or 20 minutes, or I can see that I need to submit orders for new network devices to handle the demand that's happening on my network. Or I need to see what's really going across the wire so that I can take a look at it, balance that workload out, and be efficient with what I have in my environment. But the goal, again, is to move away from being reactive to being proactive. The idea of being able to get and look at my network, look at my network devices, and just plan for the future and ultimately prevent incidences from impacting my network. Hopefully that gives you an overview of the positioning within the portfolio, that when you go out to talk to your customers, you now extend the solution, not just talk about Omnibus and ITNM, but extend the solution out to configuration management and to performance management. I'll turn it over to Troy now so he can talk to you a little bit about Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager and the importance it has to our customers on Chart 6.
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, so with slide 6, I want to start off with a couple of quotes and introduce why is measuring network performance so important. These are quotes by, one is from a doctor and one is from an economist. The doctor says, if you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it. And the economist says, things that are measured tend to improve. Now, unless you're sitting right next to a giant server in the data center, every service that you receive is delivered across a network today. So let's turn to slide 7 now and ask the question one more time. Why is network performance management so important? It's because slow is the new broke. No longer is fault management enough for the enterprise. Smarter enterprises are also looking at the performance of the networks to better understand underlying and impending shortfalls so that they don't result in unhappy customers or lost revenue. Take a look at the two charts at the bottom of this slide. They both produce two alarms showing that a certain threshold had been passed. However, there's one major difference. The alarms on the left side were probably due to some anomaly or network hiccup. The chart on the right shows that this particular metric is increasing over time and could soon be producing many alarms. TNPM is the key to this kind of information. Let's turn to slide 8. So one of our sales team members, Jim Martin, came to us and said he could sell TNPM to his GB or general business customers if it could run on a lower cost platform such as Linux. So we put TNPM on Linux, and sure enough, he closed this deal with State Auto last quarter. Jim also told me that this is a repeatable sales model and is excited about the other plans we have to reduce platform support in 2011, including DB2 and TNPM on Linux in a System Z environment. Okay, slide 9. And Pete, why don't you take us through the market share slides?
Thanks, Troy. This is some great stuff. So if you look at our portfolio again in the area of event and network management, you can see that IBM is gaining share, and HP and CompuWare are just cratering. So this is looking at our whole portfolio. We are gaining share. We are aggressive, and we're taking out the number two competitor and just aggressively gaining market share in the space. If you go to the next page on chart 10, this is closer to the actual market share data that you'd get with Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager. This is the service assurance market leadership. You can see that we are number one. We have been one of the top assurance providers in this market, and you can see that the top three vendors account for about a third of the spending in almost a $2.5 billion market. In 2009, we grew, and we retained our number one position, and we grew our share from 11 to 13.2%. You'll see in here that the consolidation effect on the fourth bullet is starting to affect even the CSP environment, because CSPs are showing an aversion to purchasing solutions from smaller suppliers. And, in fact, we just heard that in conversations that we had with the teams in CEMEA, that, you know, in this position, we need to get out and let our customers know that we are number one, that we have a valid product that's viable in this marketplace, and we're investing aggressively in this platform. Troy, you want to take them through TNPM and its history, so everybody kind of has an understanding of where this product's come from, and then they'll understand where we're taking it to.
Okay, thanks, Pete. Yeah, in 2006, IBM acquired Micromuse, and with it, the Proviso wireline network performance product. In 2007, IBM acquired Valent, and with it, its wireless network performance management suite. We took both the wireline and the wireless products, the best of those products, and put them together. Today, there are sold two in a box is the phrase that we're using here. But also, the underlying components are now converging. In fact, today, both the wireless and wireline reporting use TCR Cognos. And if you ask what's next on the convergence roadmap, well, both the wireless and wireline tech packs are currently being modified to use both the operations database and the business intelligence database that I'm going to talk a little bit more about on the next slide. In addition, both the wireless and wireline data will soon go through a common mediation layer based on the IM division's InfoSphere data stage product. Okay, so slide 12.
Hey, Troy, if we could, this might be a good spot to just, since we summed up, you know, where we've been, and then the kind of positioning it in the market, is there any questions at this point in time about the solution?
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. To withdraw a question any time, you may press star, then 2. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. I am seeing no questions.
Okay, thank you, operator. All right, Troy, thanks for taking a pause there, and on to slide 12, I believe.
Okay, sounds good. So what is TNPM? TNPM is our network performance monitoring and reporting solution. Our visualization strategy meets two customer requirements: an operational requirement and a business intelligence requirement. The operations database is optimized for troubleshooting and threshold violations, real-time data views, things like that. The business intelligence database is optimized for long-term reporting, forecasting, trending, capacity planning, that kind of stuff. So TNPM delivers network intelligence not only to network operations, but also to other business management functions to facilitate improved decision-making. So while network operators review and troubleshoot detailed low-level network information through operational views, the capacity managers can use trending and forecasting reports to plan for demand and growth. Executives can use performance data to make critical business decisions, view a national scorecard made up of key KPIs, for example, across each region, and validate their investments in the network. Similarly, external customers can view reports to assess the quality of the network provided by the service provider. These reports and views are all available now through the Tivoli Integrated Portal, or TIP. We do have cross-domain support now because of the converging products, so you can run reports on the wireless side and also on the core and IP network side as well. Streaming analytics is a key competitive differentiator for us. It allows us to create threshold violations and do real-time aggregation and store those KPIs. The proven scalable architecture is certainly put us head and shoulders above the competition in large-scale deployments because of our scalability there. And our commercially off-the-shelf technology packs, which allow us to connect to vendor technologies that exist today. We have at least 140 of these, and this number could probably be updated now to 150-plus different vendor technology packs that we support today. Or a customer can purchase the TPDK, the Tech Pack Development Kit, and develop their own. Okay, so slide 13. This latest release is introducing the Linux support across all TNPM components, both wireless and wireline. They now support Red Hat Enterprise Linux version 5.5 and VMware vSphere ESX 4.0. The VMware vSphere is what allows for virtualization here so that customers can take a single piece of hardware and turn it into multiple virtual hosts or resources for the various components. In addition, the Abacus sizing tool is also being updated to help with the TNPM on Linux deployment. Okay, slide 14. And here's some real numbers about how we've been able to reduce the lower the total cost of ownership for this platform. And this pricing was done for a small to medium sized enterprise customer. And there's two key takeaways that I want you to get out of this, and that is the price, as you'll see in the chart there on the right. This same system was priced at $66,000 on a Sun Solaris deployment versus the $14,000 Linux Intel on IBM hardware deployment. Okay, so it's a significant price, four times less cost there. In addition, there is a greater flexibility of hardware configuration options when choosing IBM Linux hardware. And I've tried to illustrate some of that in the writing on the left. For example, the Sun hardware, you have limited options of 8, 16, or 24 cores, whereas a Linux hardware would have 8, 12, 16, 18, 24 cores. So if our sizing tool came back and said you needed 11 cores, if you were going with Sun hardware, you'd need to purchase 16 cores or, you know, five more cores than you would actually need, where with the Linux hardware, you could buy a 12-core box, and that would bring the cost down even more. Okay, slide 15. And this is another slide, but this was for a much bigger deployment. This was actually a distributed deployment where this customer wanted to put have a separate server for its database, a separate server for the application, and a separate server for the loaders. And it was the same kind of thing, four times the savings in each case for a grand total of $412 versus $78,000 solution here. Okay, so slide 16. With AIX, we do support, TNPM does support AIX for our wireline networks today, and we do have on the roadmap support for the wireless side. And I've listed here December 2010. That might be aggressive, but we'll keep the heat under the seat of the developers, so hopefully they can deliver that for us. But think December or our first quarter next year for AIX support and wireless. We're also planning DB2 support for the first half of 2011, probably second quarter next year. And slide 17, while I haven't done a specific pricing comparison for TNPM on AIX, our friends over at STG did provide us with this chart, which showed a couple of different things. That one, that the AIX solution does cost considerably less than an equivalent Sun solution. And also to note, one important note is that they did some performance testing with Java, and as you can see there from one of the bullets, 98% faster performance on the AIX system. All right, so I'm going to stop there and breathe. George, I don't know if you want to ask for any more questions or turn the time back over to you or Pete to finish us out.
Well, I mean, Troy, that's some significant amount of savings. That certainly, you know, puts us in much better position to go after the enterprise market. I think it would be a good point right now to stop, see if there's any questions that people would have about this, what we're trying to say, any like clarification questions that people might have to get this straight.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one. Again, to ask a question, please press star, then one.
And that's fine. If there's no questions, and or if you would like to ask them after the presentation, just email myself, Troy, or Pete, and we'd certainly get those answered. We're going to move on to slide 18, and this is kind of some real-life data. A lot of times in these presentations, we talk from a marketing point of view, and we've all heard the terms marketecture or slideware, but this is real-life information that we wanted to, you know, to share with you. And the point of this information is to say that, you know, it's time now to go back to some of these customers that maybe were not interested in our solution in the past because of the, you know, hardware cost, because of the total cost of ownership. Maybe that's why they went to some other solutions. But we talked with three large banks just recently, within the last quarter, about where they were with network performance management. And if you go down the list, you know, you see, you know, a large bank that they have IT network manager. They use Lucent for performance management. They don't have a change in configuration management product for the network. Okay, so there's another reason. Maybe we should go back in and talk to this customer. And then they looked at Proviso in 2009, and it was too complex. So things change. We've just made a major change in our product that would make, that would call to make sense to go back into this type of customer and reposition our solution. They might be doing different things with their IT operations, as this said, but you'll have a lot of customers like this as well. Another, in the second example, you know, they don't like the CA sales rep, don't like the pricing model that the CA has, and but they're pleased with CA eHealth. So again, you know, there's some wiggle room in there. There's not always a perfect situation with the solution inside a customer's office, as we get peppered with all the time about our solution sometimes. There's always room to go back in. It might make sense to have a, you know, round table with a certain group of customers about performance management of the network or tips and tricks, and bring in a specialist or an analyst that would talk about, you know, network performance and how problems can be solved by investigating this. And in the last example, the network is outsourced to IBM. So we get that quite often. But there still are some situations where these type of customers, and we've all worked with them, would also require network performance management to, you know, basically keep everything on the up and up. They might have a direct line to an application owner who has a direct line to finance or to a business executive, and they have to report specifically on the health of the network as an inhibitor or an enabler of the application or cash system that is generating revenue for the company. They want a tool sitting at their desk to do this, and we can offer that to them. In any outsource situation, we can still do the same thing. So there's always a situation that would, you know, enable us to come back in to these customers and talk about what we have. Over this last year, there's been an executive-level focus on getting into the network. We see the network performance management market as big as the server and application performance management market. What we've done to become market leader in that area, we're setting up to do for network performance management. This is an all-out effort, and we have a lot of people that are spending a lot of time and dedicating themselves to being the very best in this area. What does that mean to you as a seller? is that you can find the support you need to go speak with your customer about any opportunity that you dig up. Do not go in there empty-handed. Don't go in without the proper information to help you progress the opportunity, because there are people that understand these problems inside the customer. There are people that understand how we can help, how we've helped other customers, and can give specific examples of this. So please, you know, funnel those through myself, Troy, or Pete, and we'll get the right resource. Whether it's us or, you know, some of the extended team, we'll get the right resource. And so speaking of the extended team, on the NetCool Performance Manager sales kit, underneath the contacts, you're going to find a list of these contacts that can help you out. You know, in North America, you have, of course, you have Chip Chambers, Gary Budnick. You have sales assistants in Latin America and then in some of the growth markets, Northeast Europe. All the geos are represented, as well as resources that can be pulled in, you know, from all over the globe to help you in your region close business. The reason people win business and win large opportunities is because they get the right people involved. And within IBM, you know, the right people are always going to be involved in some other opportunity because they're good people and they're in high demand. So you have to stay on top of it and work to get that right person involved. And then once you have them involved, get them in front of your customers to get the questions answered. That's the way business is won in this space as well as many other spaces within IBM. The thing that, you know, most of us overlook is our extended support through the what was called the Opal site, which is now called the IBM Service Management Library. There are 204 event and fault management extenders and then also 158 network management extenders. So don't forget about these. As your customers cite that they have maybe devices that don't fall underneath our normal out-of-the-box support, there are the other devices that are managed, you know, via the IBM Service Management Library now, or formerly the Opal site. Moving on to slide 22, I did want to point out that there are a lot of information also available to partners. On slide 26, you'll see how that information is laid out, and you can quickly navigate through finding case studies, the red books that people talk about, data sheets to lay in front of your customers, and then, of course, little things like announcement letters, and then links to the other complementary solutions to this. So there's plenty of information, whether you're a business partner or on slide 23 through 25, we go through the information available to inside Tivoli sellers, which is laid out in a way that you should be able to enable yourself, but if not, you have the former slide with all the contacts to get in touch with these folks. And with that, I'm going to just turn it back over to you, Troy, to see if you have any comments to round out the presentation.
No, I think I'm good. I'm ready for questions if there are any.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one.
Pete's going to give $40 to the first person to ask a question. Okay, I got one for you, Pete. Nope, just kidding. That's fine if you have questions that come up after the fact. Please let us know. Let your friends and telling friends know about this presentation, and more importantly, let them know that Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager is now available on a lower cost operating system to lower the overall TCO of managing network performance in your customer's environment. So with that, thank you very much, Troy. Thank you very much, Pete, and thank you, sellers, for coming on and listening to our Tivoli Talk. Have a great day.